In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul is talking about the resurrection. He is using the resurrection as a pattern for Christian hope. And he knows right off the bat that if he begins to talk about resurrection, someone is going to ask, how are the dead raised? What kind of body will they have? What will they look like? And so Paul takes an image from horticulture, an image from plant life, and talks about how you may sow a kernel of grain that will disintegrate before the life it contains, the new growth, can come into being. But there is a continuity, and Paul makes it clear. If you plant wheat, you're not going to get barley. If you plant rice, you're not going to get corn. Paul went on to say that somehow the resurrection of the dead is like that. What we know here as a body subject to death, to decay, will be raised in an indestructible state. It will be powerful. It will be splendid. It will be of God. What has existed on this earth as a living being like the figure of Adam, which is to say, such as you and I, will be given a life-fulfilling spiritual reality. Resurrection is going to transform each of us. It'll transform that which once was clay or dust into a manifestation of the heavenly, and this without losing its own identity as human. We begin to grasp the reality of this hope as we contemplate the risen Jesus. The glorified body of the Lord wasn't easily recognized. Mary Magdalene took him for a groundkeeper. Two disciples walked up the road most of the way to Emmaus, but only recognized him once he broke the bread and began to teach them from Scripture. Someday, you and I will be made one with Christ. And in that moment, you and I also look to inherit such a glorified body and to live with him forever.